Welcome along to In a Lifetime, and in our last episode, Aretha had just finished her mammoth three album releases in 1968 and had then released an album of cover versions. There followed some compilations of hits, and after a grueling live schedule, she was back in the studio to release an album that lasted just 35 minutes. But quality always outstrips quantity. The album, This Girl's in Love With You, featured some stunning covers of the songs of its time, like this opener. Welcome to Aretha Franklin, In a Lifetime.
I'm Eleanor Rigby. I picked up the rice in the church where the wedding's had been. Yeah. I'm Eleanor Rigby. I'm keeping my face in a jar by the door. I want to know what is it for.
From 1970s, This Girl's in Love With You. Well, welcome along. I do hope all's well with you. Thanks for joining me in our next installment of Aretha's journey. There's another Lennon and McCartney song on this album, which we will get to later in this episode. In fact, it's one of the most famous songs ever written. And Aretha's version was the very first to be released ahead of even the Beatles' iconic version. But that's for later. This song is one of the many we associate with the great Dusty Springfield. But Dusty only ended up recording it because Aretha, who was offered it before anyone, turned it down. Being the daughter of a preacher, Aretha had thought that a song about any preacher's offspring was disrespectful. Thankfully, she later changed her mind and recorded the song for this album.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son.
Son of a preacher, man.
The only boy who could ever teach me
was the son of a
that was his eyes. Stealing kisses from me on the sly. Taking time to make time. Telling me that he's all of mine. Learning from each other's knowing. Looking to see how much we're growing.
The opening track from Aretha's 1970 album we're enjoying. Now, by this point, thanks mainly to the Muscle Shoals rhythm section, the horn players and the backing vocalists, all with the ever-present production crew of Arid Mardan, Jerry Wexler and Tom Dowd, it meant that all of Aretha's albums started to sound like they belonged in the same collection. And if that sounds like a funny thing to say, just have a think about some of your favourite artists. Many of their albums sound different, whereas Aretha's, although recorded over a period of 20 or 30 years, well, they all sound from the same period. Later, she would feature synthesizers and drum machines and samples, but certainly not around the time of this album. Her skills of identifying material and rearranging other people's songs was another factor that set her head and shoulders above any of her contemporaries. And just listen to this one. We can hear how the microphone is literally straining to contain the sheer power in Aretha's voice.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about a half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a girl might find a bed?
Can you tell
me? He just grinned and shook my hand, and that was all he said. My bag, I went looking for a place to hide. But I saw coming in the devil walking side by side. I said, hey, come in, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take my load off Fanny, take my load for free.
Aretha sings Robbie Robertson. Among the songs on this album, by the likes of Bacharach and David, Lennon and McCartney and Robbie Robertson, as we just heard, is one of Aretha's. And that brings us to another musical aspect that's hardly ever mentioned about her. Everyone knows about Respect and Think and all those other fabulous hits, but there are so many other gems in her catalogue, some of which she wrote herself.
I love you. Dearest of all, darling, I know we've got to part. Baby, 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 it really doesn't hurt me that bad.
Aretha's self-penned song, Call Me. We come now to perhaps the most well-known song Paul McCartney and John Lennon ever wrote. They had sent a demo to Atlantic Records, hoping it would reach Aretha, which it did. She arranged and recorded it, and it hit the shops a couple of months before the Beatles version, meaning the first time the world heard this song, it sounded like this.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be, let it be. And when the broken heart
absolutely amazing. That's Aretha singing the Beatles before the Beatles got to sing it. And also on there, you heard some stunning guitar work from the great Dwayne Allman. Time now for the album's title track. And once again, it's so different from any other versions you've heard over the years, and also includes, by the way, a string section, which doesn't appear too much on Aretha's recordings from this period. Blended perfectly with Barry Beckett's roaring Hammond organ, they just sound gorgeous. Here it is then, Aretha's title track from this brilliant 1970 masterpiece.
You see, this girl's in love with you. Ooh, this girl's in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very, very, very well. How can I show you? How can I tell you that I'm so glad? So glad I got to know you, 'cause
I heard some talk.
Oh, yes, I did now.
They say you think I'm fine.
They say you think I'm catified. Baby, this girl's in love. What I wouldn't do, what I wouldn't do to make you mine. Tell me now, tell me, is it so? Please don't let me be the last one to know. Well, I'm gonna die. I swear I'm gonna die right now. Yeah. My hands are shaking. You say, oh, don't you let her. Oh, baby, don't be responsible.
Aretha gloriously singing Bacharach and David. Time for one more before I gotta get out of here, and it's a ballad originally written for a country singer. But as we're finding out more and more throughout this series, thanks to the impeccable playing of the Muscle Shoals musicians, where the stylistic lines between musicians playing country and soul are so gloriously blurred that nobody really knows where one genre starts and where one ends, let's just call it country soul, of which this surely must be the epitome.
Where we always meet.
dark end of the street, concluding this edition of In a Lifetime, where we are, of course, celebrating the great Aretha Franklin. Thank you so much for joining me. You can listen to this show whenever you like via the Listen Again page on the website, where you'll also find what else we have to offer for you. This is LGRadio.online. Thanks for listening.